Come to the reading of God's Word now, so let's turn in the Scriptures to Luke chapter 10. And we're reading in Luke chapter 10 verses 1 through 24. Luke chapter 10 verses 1 through 24 of God's Holy Word. I hear now the Word of the Lord, Luke chapter 10. Verse 1, this is the inerrant, infallible, authoritative Word of God. Now after this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them in pairs ahead of Him to every city and place where He Himself was going to come. And He was saying to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest. Go, behold, I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money belt, no bag, no shoes, and greet no one on the way. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in that house, eating and drinking what they give you, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not keep moving from house to house. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat what is set before you, and heal those in it who are sick, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your city, which clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet be sure of this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I say to you, it will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, which occurred in you, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will not be exalted to heaven, will you? You will be brought down to Hades. The one who listens to you listens to me. And the one who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven." At that very time, he rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit and said, "I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him." Turning to the disciples, he said privately, "Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see, for I say to you that many prophets and kings wished to see the things which you see, and did not see them, and to hear the things which you hear, and did not hear them." Those are the words of our God. And so here we have the Lord Jesus sending out 70 disciples, not the 12, but the 70 disciples on top of the 12, in a similar way that he had sent out the 12 apostles or disciples, that they were to go out, they were to proclaim the gospel, that is, that the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of God is coming, is near, that is, Christ the Messiah is coming and has come, and his salvation is close at hand. And you actually see, as we think of that, that there are miracles performed here to confirm what they were to be preaching, that the kingdom is near. And so you see in verse 9, that clarity brought out, along with verse 13 and following of the warnings that come with those miracles. Because of the miracles, those who perform them show that they are sent from God, as we've heard many times recently going through Luke's gospel here. Therefore, the message that they are preaching or proclaiming should be all the more received, that is, listened to and received by faith, because they're clearly from God. And this, verse 16, then in considering elders today who proclaim and teach the Scriptures, it says, the one who listens to you listens to me. The one who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects the one who sent me. And we see the warnings, or the woe to you, verse 13, passage of those who don't listen, especially in regards to the miracles performed. And a reminder of the elder as the messenger, the one who heralds the truth as it comes from God to us. Now, we all ought to listen when they teach in accordance with the Scriptures. And then the rest of our passage, we see the report of the disciples who came back with joy after they had gone out and they've done what Jesus said to do. Even the ability to cast out demons in the name of Christ. And then in that, Christ instructed them to rejoice not in their ability to do these miracles, but that their service and their going out, unlike the 12 disciples, when they went out, they couldn't cast out the demon, and showed, and Christ warned them about their lack of faith. But here, that they were not to rejoice in the ability to do these miracles, the 70, but that their service to Christ and their obedience to Him showed forth their faith, that their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They were guaranteed eternal life, and in that they should rejoice, because that is what allowed them to obey the fruit produced. And then Jesus, rejoicing in the Holy Spirit, thankful, praising God the Father for His wisdom, and in that all things had been handed over to Him, to Christ, which is similar to Ephesians 1 that we referenced a few weeks ago, as Christ is King over all. And the Father had handed over all things to Him. He had been given all things, it says in Ephesians, for the church, for our salvation. Then the Lord concludes our passage communicating how blessed we are, how blessed the 70 were to be able to see and know these things. We see by faith. The 70 saw with their own eyes. But there are many who had gone before us, that is, before the 70, before this time in the New Testament period and before Christ came. Those Old Testament saints, like the prophets, who longed to see these things that they were prophesying about, but were never able to. And yet they looked ahead by faith. And today, with more knowledge, as it's been revealed through the Scriptures, we look back in faith. We look back to what Christ did in faith. And as Christ has been made more manifestly shown, we come in faith to our God and our King, who is our Savior. And therefore, verse 16, we ought to listen to what He says. And listen to what He says through the prophets and the apostles. That He would not, as we are warned here, He would not reject us. Because if we don't listen, we won't believe, and we will be rejected much more and judged much worse than Tyre and Sidon. Let's pray. Father, You have blessed us richly in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You have revealed to us the mysteries that were mysteries to the prophets. As they prophesied, they didn't know, fully understand, and understand what they were talking about. And what they were prophesying, what it fully meant. And yet we today, having the mystery revealed, we know more fully. And yet still, because of our faith, we don't know fully, even now, what it all means and what it was all for. We know the great purpose, that Your name would be given all glory in saving sinners such as we are, and bringing us to Yourself, that You would be given all praise and exaltation through Christ, and the preaching, the foolishness of the gospel, that we are to go out and proclaim the gospel to all nations and declare Your great works, as the psalmist says, to all peoples. Father, we ask that you would equip us for doing so, to evangelizing, and that you would give us boldness, as we'll hear this evening, in the midst of our suffering submission before this world. Father, we're thankful that you have given us your Son. We're thankful that you have given us your Spirit. And we rejoice in the Spirit, that you have put your Spirit within us. You've given us presence of God, the presence of Christ in us by your Spirit. And we thank you that you strengthen us. And we plead, Father, that you would not allow us to quench the Spirit, that we would rather receive the leanings and the movings of the Spirit as you strengthen us, as you move us, as you guide us, as you counsel us through your Word. And give us ears to hear and eyes to see in faith, Christ your Son. Father, we ask that you would be blessed, that is glorified, in all that we do here today. And that you would receive our worship for the sake of Christ, who perfects our worship as the one who lives to make intercession for us. And that you continue receiving his pleadings for us. And Father, we thank you that you have created us. You brought us about at the right time. You given us a knowledge of the gospel and not left us in our sins. You have showered upon us your grace and granted us the gift of faith, that we would not boast in ourselves, but boast in your Son and in your providence. Thank you that you have made the many here of your elect. We pray that all would be of your elect, that you would save them. There may be some here we acknowledge that don't know you, that don't believe, that are in their sins still remaining. We pray that the gospel as it is preached today, that you would give them your Spirit and cause them to hear and see with ears and eyes of faith. And that they will believe unto salvation. They would confess their sins and turn from them unto your Son, unto you. Because of the sacrifice and through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that the baptism that the many have received would be, the promises contained therein would be believed by faith. That it is only Christ who can cleanse us of our sins as far as the east is from the west. It is only Christ who can shed his blood by his death and atone for our sins and propitiate and bear the wrath that you have, that we deserve, the unmitigated wrath of God, the eternal, full, infinite wrath because of our sins. Father, forgive us of our sins. We have broken your commandments. We have not loved you as we ought. We have not loved our neighbor as we ought, as ourselves. We love ourselves. And so, Father, forgive us. And we're thankful that you've given us an advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, so that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We thank you for your promises in the gospel, the promises of your Spirit, the promises that you give us in your Word, your covenant promises. We're thankful that Christ has kept the covenant of works for us, that by faith we might receive the promises of the covenant of grace. And these things, Father, we ask that you would hear us for Christ's sake. In his name we pray. Amen.